Joining me live over the phone this morning from Cheyenne, Senator Laura Tolliver Pearson from Kemmer with a legislative report on what's happening in the final few days of the state legislative session. Good morning, Senator. How's Cheyenne today?
Thank you, Duke. It's great. I'm happy that I only have three more days left.
The countdown is on. You know, as I'm sure you haven't had a ton of time to reflect yet, but if you had to describe how your freshman session has gone, how would you do that?
I would say that it was pretty eye-opening. I knew because I watched legislative session, but actually being here and seeing some of the things that go on, it was pretty eye-opening and a little overwhelming, and a great learning experience, for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, I had to go home every weekend, and so, you know, and then just trying to keep up with things that are going on at home and making the trip back, and, you know, so I'm going to be glad to be home for a little while after this week. So
sure, certainly. Well, we appreciate the update. You had sent out an update via social media and email recently on some of the bills that have been through, some signed, some still awaiting a governor's signature. But I think one of the big ones, of course, is that repeal gun-free zones, which Governor Gordon allowed to go into law without his signature. Give us your thoughts on that bill.
I like that bill. I mean, at the end of the day, we have a Second Amendment right per our Constitution. And that Second Amendment right can't be taken away from us. And I realize the concerns, but I really feel like the people are more safe in public spaces if somebody is, you know, there with a concealed carry. You know, if you're not going to stop a dangerous person who wants to harm people from coming in and having a mass shooting, you know. But if you have people there in the crowd that are, or teachers that are willing to concealed carry, that are willing to protect their students, or people in the crowd that are caring and could stop that perceived threat, I just think that people are safer. And like I said, this is the Second Amendment right that is provided by our Constitution, and that our rights should not be infringed upon. So I'm quite excited about it, and I'm glad that we finally got it through this time.
Senator Laura Tolliver Pearson from Kemmer on the weekday wake up with the legislative report. Of course, one of the big property tax bills that has passed. Some calibration between the House and Senate. Governor Gordon still hasn't announced his decision, but Senate file 69, and it sounds like that's been a 25% property tax cut with no backfill, correct?
Yes, that's correct. No backfill. You know, we wanted a 50%, but they ended up agreeing on a 25% because the Senate's position was that they weren't going to do or have any backfill, and the House's position was that they wanted some sort of backfill for these counties and towns to be able to adjust, you know, this next 2 years, and which I agree with. I mean, I think the counties need to be held accountable, but I also think that a 50% would have hit them pretty hard. And so I wanted a little bit of backfill. The House wanted a 50% with some backfill. But we're at 25% no backfill, so that's giving our constituents some relief. The acquisition value bill did not pass, which I was disappointed with, because I think that we have to have property tax reform, not just relief, and that bill would have done that. And so that would have been my preference. So, but at the end of the day, and I know a lot of our county officials didn't want that bill, But at the end of the day, I think that our state is going to have to realize that at some point there is going to be a reform bill. You know, and we're going to have to figure that out. We're going to have to figure out, and our counties too, how to make that work. And so I think that this acquisition value bill was a thing to bring forward, and I know it's been brought forward in the past, and it nearly got through this year. It got through the House side overwhelmingly. The Senate side, we were short votes, but I think that that is coming. And so I think that our county officials need to realize that there is reform coming, and to start thinking about these things, you know. Anyway, but yeah, on 69, we have a 25% no backfill. Well, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Senator. Just here at the end, with the last few days of the session, anything that is happening today, tomorrow, Thursday, that you'd like to highlight this morning?
Well, there were some vetoes. The governor vetoed a few bills and last night, and I would predict that probably some of those bills are going to be headed for a veto override. I'm not sure for sure, but I would predict that they would. Anyway, so we'll just see. We'll see how things pan out this week. It sounds like that the fireworks are going to be starting, and like I said, I'll be happy to be home for a while.
Senator Pearson this morning of Kemmer, thank you so much for your time. Senator, appreciate the updates.
Okay, thank you, Duke.
It's the Weekday Wake Up on SBI Radio.